Hey guys, Alex here with the AJ Nashville Podcast. Hey, I just want to take a moment and thank our sponsors. House on the Rock Home Inspection with Dave Ganatra. You can feel free to reach his team at 615-717-7900. Let me tell you, when it comes to protecting your greatest asset that you'll ever purchase, Dave's got you covered. Builders fear this man. Feel free to reach out to his team. Once again, 615-717-7900. Next on our great list of sponsors is the Wrap Lab. Any type of printed marketing that you're looking for, maybe it's a wrap on your vehicle, maybe it's a new logo design for your new company, reach out to Rich at the Wrap Lab. Let him know I sent you, 615-913-0372. Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com, here with Jeff Perry.
Hi, Jeff.
I knew he was going to say something like that. You can never put it past Jeff. Anyways, we were just having an interesting conversation here a minute ago. Tell me again about the pig dicks that you feed to your dog.
Okay. It's like in the rawhide section of the pet store. You can buy those things. They're real squirrely looking, like or like a corkscrew looking thing. Almost like the deal that you use to open a wine bottle. That sharp piece that screws down. Yep. Yeah, exactly, that piece. Anyways, it looks like that, but it's dried out. It's disgusting, and they sell it, and your dog chews on it.
Well, apparently Jeff wants me to buy him one for Christmas.
No, I was going to buy you one.
I was asking him what he wanted for Christmas, and he's like, you know that corkscrew-looking thing? That they're pig dicks. That's what I want. So I'm not sure how I'm going to stuff it in a stocking, but I'm going to make sure I stuff it in there nice and deep.
I think the tip will hang out.
Right. But speaking of pig dicks... It's kind of funny that we're talking about this. So you want to talk about an incredible procedure. I recently had...
Sorry.
I recently had a vasectomy. And a vasectomy is something that obviously it's used to prevent future babies.
I'm half the man I used to be.
I don't know if I'd go that far. It's funny how many people you talk to and they're like, did they take your nuts out? I'm like, you don't know shit about medicine, do you? You know, it's just one of those things that I don't know why people assume that if you go there, you're getting neutered and the doctor just has like cans and cans of men's balls. But went there to have the procedure. You know, I'm content with the size of my family right now. I don't want to add to it. And, you know, I'm old enough. I'm 37 years old. And that's one thing the doctor asked me. The doctor was like, hey, you know, are you sure? He's like, if Miss America walked in here today and said, I want to have all your kids.
Did he literally say that?
Yeah, he said that. And I was like, I would tell her okay and then just let her
the
not
things
have
that
any
these
kids.
Doctors have been saying to you lately.
I know, they're crazy. I had a doctor today and I was asking her a serious medical question because my triglycerides were high. And I said, and I was half-heartedly joking, but I really wanted a serious answer. And I said, so am I going to die? And she said, honey, that's something only Jesus knows. And I think that's an answer you only get in the South. Like, I don't see a doctor like in California saying, yes, only Jesus knows that. Like, a doctor in California would be like, yeah, you're going to die, pretty much. If you don't stop doing the shit you're doing, you're going to die. So, or even she could have said, you know, honey, we're all going to die one day. You just may die before the rest of us.
Or, hey, you know, come in and consult your doctor and we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
Something.
She's like, we'll see you in a month. I was like, hey, was the fact that I had some sweet tea and lemonade and some rice before I came in for my blood test, because it was kind of a surprise blood test. They were like, hey, you know
surprise.
What? Since you're here, yeah, we're going to jam a needle in your arm. And of course, I'm tattooed like crazy, and I'm looking at the nurse. I'm like, that's a big needle. And she's like, ha ha, you're one to joke. Look at all the tattoos. I'm like, yeah, that's a lot different, you know. But if you stab me 15,000 times with that little needle, we're going to have a problem. So it was kind of a surprise thing, and I think that the triglycerides were elevated simply because I had just eaten. So who knows? But back to this vasectomy talk. So the funny thing is you hear a lot of different rumors one way or the other. You know, oh, it's so bad, it hurts, to it doesn't hurt, I was having sex with my wife the next day, you know, which, I don't think that's possible. I have a pretty high tolerance for pain to the point where, you know, I've broken my legs before, I've got tattoos everywhere. Like, I know what pain feels like. And the procedure itself wasn't painful, but it was uncomfortable. You know, first of all, my doctor, very, very good doctor. I don't want to take that away from him. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to put his name out there. But awesome doctor. Talked to me through the whole procedure. was like, hey, you know, what type of thing.
Can you feel that?
Yeah. No. So the worst part, so those of you that are listening, this is obviously a podcast meant mostly for a very narrow audience of people that will actually go through this procedure. But the most painful portion, honestly, was the shots to numb everything up, you know, because he sticks a needle in.
Yeah.
Yeah, needle in the boys, and then you feel like
a, right,
right, not in the boys, but in the tubes of the boys.
Really?
Yeah. It, so
that's even worse.
In the trumpet tubes of the
not
boys.
Not just the skin, all the way through and into the...
You know, I don't know. Because I wasn't like, hey, let me watch you. You know, there was no mirror on the ceiling or anything like that. You know, I wasn't like, wow, dude, this is awesome. But it's one for each side. And they use a lidocaine, basically, is what they use.
Sure.
So the initial consultation, back to that, you know, they say, hey, here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan. We go in there. There's a little snip, snip. You know, 15 minutes, you're in, you're out, you're good, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of how everything took place.
Yeah, and I mean, I was in the waiting room, so it didn't take long at all.
Right.
Barely got through whatever
and
I was doing.
And I'm sure they're like, is that your boyfriend out there?
Mm-hmm.
So
kind of like the eye doctor said.
Right, exactly. But so, you know, and the funny thing was, is we get towards the end, and I'm sitting there, and I'm nervous anyways, and I'm talking about the initial consultation, and I see three stacks of gloves, you know, small, medium, and extra large. And then there's a bottle of KY, and I'm like, oh,
God. And he
God.
Goes for the extra large gloves.
Right. He comes in. He's got hands like the Hulk.
Big old basketball player hands.
Right. Like, all he does is go to the gym and just work his hands. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, man, this is going to suck. And everything went fine, though. We get to the end, and he's like, oh, yeah, I need to check under the hood. And I'm like, what hood is he talking about? And I drop my drawers, and, you know, it's kind of awkward. Like, I've never just willingly.
Especially when he says, no, I didn't mean that.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, I meant open up wide and go, ah, no. And I'm like, my bad. I totally read that wrong. But no, so you drop trout, and there it is. And you're like, you give him a warning before he starts. You're like, hey.
Back up. It hits the floor.
You're like, hey, it's cold in here. And then you drop trout. But anyway, so you do that, you know, and they prep you. They give you a Valium prescription that you go pick up. I picked it up like hours before the procedure, and the lady's like, oh, hey, make sure you don't eat, you know, 2 to 3 hours before the procedure. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, well, 2 hours and 15 minutes will be good. So get there. And then of all things that could happen, the most embarrassing thing in the world, it was pouring rain.
Couldn't see anything.
Could not see a thing.
Yeah, in your defense, you couldn't see anything.
Yeah, and one of my mirrors, the tinting, the auto-tinting part is kind of dark, so it's very hard to see out of. And so I back into a vehicle. So here I am. I'm going to get neutered, and I back into
it's
a vehicle.
Dumping rain.
Pouring rain. Myself and the driver of the other vehicle did not want to get out.
No
we're
one
both
did.
Just sitting there. We're like, all right, well, we sat there for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, you looked at me and said, you want to get out there? I'm like, no, not yet.
Yeah, we weren't getting out anytime soon. Luckily, no major damage, nothing like that. But, you know, it's one of those embarrassing things. It's like I'm going to get neutered, and I back into a car. Like, I have completely encompassed everything bad that I'm going to do all year long, all in one stage, all in one setting. So we get in there, and I'm dripping wet. You're wet. The nurse is like, is it raining outside? I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And I'm hoping the doctor's not jumpy because there's that thunder and lightning and everything else. You know, I don't want him to be sitting there, and it's all of a sudden it's like, and he goes, snip. So I get back there in the procedure room, and I mean, I literally just dropped my drawers, you know, underwear. I wore basketball shorts because I wanted to be comfortable. And they basically laid out like a little dick picnic, you know, where
they put a little napkin around it.
No, they use towels. So they use the same towels like I would use to wipe my wheels off with, you know, they're just kind of grungy. They're not grungy. They're hopefully they were. Sterilized.
Sterile.
Yeah, I'm hoping. But, you know, they lay everything out, and there it is. There's a ball picnic in the middle, you know.
Yeah.
And your man part is tucked back and everything else, and all you see is the boys sitting there. And the boys are like, this is weird. Usually.
What's even weirder is having to be the doctor that does that every day.
Well, I asked him.
Like, I'd be like looking at me.
I asked him. I said, Doc, how many dicks do you think you've seen in your career? And he laughed, and he said, hundreds. So, and that's as far as that conversation went. I wasn't like, what's the biggest one you see? You know, I don't want to know any of that. So, yeah, so they lay it out. It's just like a little ball picnic. You know, everything's kind of matted, and you have four towels on you, and they clip them together so they don't move. And he comes in and he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, I mean, I feel like a dog right now. At this point,
like, I don't know. My balls are here with a napkin around them, right, or a towel around them.
I feel like a Doberman Pinscher at the vet. You know, I'm like, what am I here for? Why am I actually doing this? So he explains to me what they're going to do. They're going to section out a little section about an eighth inch, quarter inch long. They're going to cauterize each end of it. They're going to put titanium clamps on both. So I have titanium.
You have more metal in you now?
Dude, I do. So I have legs
that
are made.
Set off the alarms.
I'm basically from the waist down, I'm RoboCop.
Yeah.
You know, because I've got all this titanium. Like, when I die, they probably should take my remains to a scrapyard, because I bet that they can get some money out of the titanium that's left. So maybe that'll be my will to my kids. I'll be like, hey, take my femur and everything else that's got all this metal in it, and you'll get like $40. So anyways, he goes to work. And like I said, the worst thing was, you know, he arranges things and makes sure the tubes are where they're supposed to be. The incision was about a quarter inch. I may be exaggerating. You know, quarter inch looks about the same as 3 inches to me. But he makes a quarter inch incision and pulls a little spaghetti tube out and cut.
Ugh.
Cut. Now, here's the freaky thing. You're saying, ugh. Him and I are sitting there. We're talking about motorcycles, and we're talking about, you know, I asked him if he was a veteran and everything, because he had a military sounding, you know, demand about himself and the way he carried himself. I was like, "You a veteran?" He's like, "No." You know, he's down there. He's got his hands on my nuts. And but the crazy thing is when they cauterize it. Now, mind you, at this point in time, I feel no pain. So there's no pain down there because the boys have been shot. I felt the pain, and it's uncomfortable initially.
Oh yeah, kind of like when you're at the dentist and they're shooting that Novocaine in your gums. It kind of it's stingy. Kind of
you use they use Novocaine.
Yeah.
So they cauterize it. When they do it, it's almost like a cigar sitting in an ashtray, where you see just a puff of smoke kind of come up. That's how it was, and you hear a little bit of a sizzle. So I'm literally on fire, like down below, which was kind of weird.
Would you have like a little butane torch or something going shh? Like
I didn't
that?
Look. I mean, I wasn't like, hey, I mean, all I know, he had the fucking cigarette lighter out of my car. I don't know. I mean, but yeah, he may have. I don't know. But, and so they get that side done, and then he gets to the other side. And once again, you have the pain, and it's gripping pain. I'm talking about like, I'm like, ugh, you know, because that initial shot in the boys and then the heat that spreads, you're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, until that goes away and then that lidocaine kicks in.
Oh, the second went away. And I'm on – now, mind you, I had taken a Valium. So I'm feeling kind of loopy. I still knew where I was, but I still felt kind of – I mean, you saw me. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of messed up.
Yeah, you're getting a little happy.
Yeah. So I could easily see – I don't approve, but I could easily see how somebody could form a habit of those. Because it felt like I was drunk without all the funny side effects. I'm glad that you came, because there would be no way I could operate a vehicle as I should have.
Although, listeners, he did seem completely normal when he got back in the car.
Well, after
so
you
there
get
was
your
no,
boys shot.
There was
you know.
No giddiness. He was normal. It didn't seem like he was drunk. He came out completely sober.
Well, it's kind of like when you get pulled over after you've had a couple drinks. You instantly sober up. You're like, oh, I'm fine now. That's kind of how it was. You know, once the shot, click, clip, boom, you know, we're done. So they get the other side in, sizzles it out, tells me, hey, you know, nothing crazy. Don't do anything for the next 7 days. You know, relax. Don't pick the kids up. Don't mow the grass. I'm like, I don't mow the fucking grass anyways. He's like, no sex, no nothing like that. And I'm like, okay, good enough. He said, you're going to have some tenderness. You're going to have some swelling. If you have anything crazy, let me know. I'm like, all right. So we get in the car, grab something to eat, head back to the house, drop me off. First thing I do is bag of peas. Oh, my tidy whities. Yeah.
Now they're not white anymore, are they?
No. So I bought you were with me when I bought them. Yeah. They're like bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
They're very awkward. So I'm not used to feeling.
Especially if we don't look quite like the models on the package.
Well, no, I don't look like the model on the package. I look more like the guy, you know, the meme where it's like, how can you tell if a man's got a lot of money? And it's a hot girl with like a fat dude with the little bikini thing on. That's me. I'm like, check it out. So, but my goods are swollen. So I do kind of look like that model, but just not with a six pack. You know, everything's all swollen up. So I relaxed. Friday, a little bit of discomfort, some ibuprofen and some Tylenol kind of took care of that. Peas. So I bought three bags of peas. I recommend people buying at least five,
Because, did it take more than it really?
Well, after you rotate through them, mm-hmm. you know, you want them to be cold. And so you rotate through them. And
it takes a while for them to freeze back up.
It does. It does. And so, you know, five, I would say, plus, you know, you could make a good size split pea soup with about five bags. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to waste food. So once they're done and everything else, you can start making your soup and you can feed your family with your split pea soup.
Everybody, if you come to Alex's house, don't eat the split pea soup.
I don't like peas anyways, but rice would have worked too. Or not rice, I'm sorry, corn. Corn would have worked. And that I probably would have ate. But anyways, so using that and keeping my legs elevated up, I feel fine. Like today, there's a little bit of discomfort, but nothing.
I think you're better this afternoon. This morning, you were a little off.
Yeah, this morning, you know, to be fair, was the only time that I've actually gotten up and walked around and like really moved around. So when I was at the house, I spent most of my time laying down. Well, the kids, who do they want to spend time with? They want to see Daddy. Like Lincoln was literally knocking on the door. He's like, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. I'm like, God damn it. I can't, you know, pretend like I'm not there. He knows I'm there. So I have to unlock the door and I have to let him in. And he's jumping on my stomach and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to turn out well. But seriously, for those of you that are thinking of having this done, I don't know what rumors you've heard, but it's not as bad as it sounds. It's definitely uncomfortable at first. I'm not going to be running or doing anything crazy. I actually dread having to walk outside with it being wet because if I slip and fall, it's going to be miserable. But it's not a bad procedure. So I heard a lot of rumors. I heard a lot of, oh my God, it's so bad. And I hurt here and I hurt there. Maybe I got lucky. Maybe I just, my body rebounds properly. I don't know what it is. But there's nothing bad about it. Go out there. If you're thinking about getting it done, just get it done. You know, get the peas, get the little tidy whities. Who knows? You can keep the tidy whities later for like role playing or something like that. Like maybe I'm Baywatch and I'm going to run and dive in the bed. Probably not. No. But still, wasn't a bad procedure. So if you're considering it, get it done. If you have questions, let me know. I'm by no means a doctor. I'm just a person that's gone through it. My doctor actually said he did hundreds of procedures before he actually had his done himself and he was still nervous. So, you know, that says a lot. But anyways, I felt the need of sharing that with you guys today because it's an interesting thing that I've been through. And it's something that most people, you know, they have reserves or reservations or, you know, they just don't know whether or not they're going to do it. You see a lot of things online. So online, if you read about it, you'll get answers from here.
You don't want to do that.
No. And if you ask your friends, some of them have a lower pain tolerance. Some of them have a higher pain tolerance. But either way, you're going to get mixed signals. I'm just telling you how it felt from my side. And ladies out there, if your man gets this done, it's very painful and you should take great care of him during that time. Probably
before and after.
Oh, definitely after.
And before.
He's doing
because
this for
before,
you.
There's a waiting period until you can.
What? That reminds me.
Until you can use your parts again.
So basically 3 months. So there's a 7-day period where you shouldn't do anything sexual. And then you have a 3-month window before you officially become sterile. So, you know, and that's 15 to 20 times. And I'm like, 3 months, you know, you don't know me.
Like 3 days.
Right. I'm like, give me some lotion and a cold shower. Anyway, so like I said, if you're thinking about doing it, get it done. It's one of the best things that you can do if you do not plan to further expand your family. Like I said, I am happy with my size of family. You know, I don't really have the want to make it bigger. Although my aunt was like, you make beautiful babies. You should have had more. I'm like, can I borrow your checkbook to have more?
For 18 years.
Yeah, 18 years, really?
Or more.
More. Yeah, let's try like 35 years. Because my kids are going to be dependent on me forever and ever and ever. And I'm not trying to have all that. So anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys, girls. You know, I know this was an off-the-wall kind of episode. It was just a fun one. I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, you know what? I should tell other people about this because it's not as bad as everyone makes it sound. But anyways, thanks for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything you do. We'll talk to you soon. Hey guys, thanks again for tuning in to the AJ Nashville podcast. Let me take a second to thank our sponsors, the people that make it possible for me to be in your ears on a week-to-week basis. Thanks again for tuning in. House on the Rock Home Inspection with Dave Ganatra. You can feel free to reach his team at 615-717-7900. Let me tell you, when it comes to protecting your greatest asset that you ever purchase, Dave's got you covered. Builders fear this man. Feel free to reach out to his team. Once again, 615-717-7900.